Hey, what is going on, Not Your Final Destination listeners? Are you looking for a new wallet? Make sure to head over to www.stackerwallet.com for a sleek, minimalistic, and modern wallet. I highly recommend you check out the Stacker Pro. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I'm your gracious host, Felix Diaz. Welcome in. Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by StackerWallet.com. If you're looking for an incredible wallet, sleek, minimalistic, holds up to 10 cards, waterproof sleeve for your cash and coins, I highly recommend you check out the Stacker Pro by Stacker Wallets. Again, this episode is sponsored by them. And if you're looking for a new wallet, make sure to head over to them right now at StackerWallet.com. So good morning, guys. Welcome in. TikTok, which follows you on, I don't know what he's saying, but listen, guys, so welcome in, man. So today in this episode, I wanted to talk about something that as I continue to grow, you know, on Facebook, and as I continue to grow on Twitch, and as I continue to grow just in my personal life, you know, the whiteboard is cleared out. Everything is cleared out. And I was talking to a couple of people that are in my circle, and we said to ourselves, what are we going to do in 2021 that's going to separate us from what we were doing in 2020? What's going on, Obi? Hey, I still got you, bro. Just waiting for some things to happen. What we're going to focus on is this. So season one, or episode one, was stay focused in 2021, right? So what we're going to talk about today is, what are we going to do in 2021 for time management? So I'm building this playbook. So some of you guys know me, I played sports, and that was something that I was truly, truly, truly passionate about. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he said, go live on TikTok. I gotcha. I can't, you gotta have 1,000 people to follow you there, and I don't have that yet. But don't worry, we'll get there. So we think about time management, right? So last year, I connected with so many different streamers. I've networked with a whole bunch of different brands. I got, you know, the coffee sponsorship, then I got podcast sponsorships, and I got people sponsoring the podcast, and I was helping other streamers, you know, hit affiliate, and then retweeting, and then the waves, and then, like, there just was no direction. So this is not going to be all, you know, streaming stuff. It's going to be like just like work stuff, life stuff, relationship, marital. If you're in high school and you haven't started, you know, going somewhere in the right direction because you don't know, you know, what that looks like. So we're talking about time management. So this episode is called time management. So I'm thinking of the new streaming schedule, obviously Monday, which is this right here. So we're going to do this one time a week. And then we're going to be talking about the time management of course, of Saturday and Sunday being the next 2 days that I stream, and then the content that I'm going to be putting out during those times. So in 2020, there wasn't really a structure, or there wasn't really a focus on what I wanted to do with my time. It was just kind of just, I'm going to hit live when I feel like I'm going live. And then, like, there was a schedule in place, but I never abided by it. I never showed up on time. I never took it as a job, which I'm not taking this as a job, but at the same time, like, I want to make sure I'm connecting with the right people at the right time. So the people are going to make time if they want to better themselves, right? So they want to hear these messages. They want to connect with people like me. They want to grow with people like me. And I want to see you guys grow on top of this. So with time management comes a lot of things, man. So, you know, you heard the expression, early bird gets the worm, right? So, like, I want you guys to focus on this week creating a early bird gets the worm program. So what does that mean? If you aren't working out, set some time to work out. If you don't have a streaming schedule, set a streaming schedule. If you want to start a podcast, designate some time to set up that time for yourself. And of course, a lot of people say, you know, well, I don't have the time because, you know, I have kids, or I don't have the time because I have to go to work in the morning. I don't have time because I want to be, you know, I want to be here or whatever. Like, I'd rather be out at a bar drinking than focusing on my dreams. Like, this is what I want to avoid in this episode. And this is what I want you guys to avoid in life, is that I want you to avoid saying, I'll put it off for tomorrow, and then tomorrow becomes 6 months from now, and then we're looking in the mirror and we're disappointed with ourselves. We're disappointed on the things that we could have accomplished if we put the right foot forward. I'm telling you, I wish that there was a way for us to really, really, really like just focus on our goals to where that nothing, and again, I'm going to piggyback and I'm going to come back to this, focus on our goals so hard that we're going to, you know, just focus on living the best life that we can live. But you got to prioritize that time. You have to step up and say, I'm not going to wait till it's 6 months down the line and I've never lost the weight that I said I was going to lose. I'm not going to wait 6 months and then the podcast never started. I'm going to wait 6 months and like I didn't perform the way I should perform at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to go be early to work. Time management, guys. Like, this is, I mean, I'm preaching this because this is what I want to work on in 2021. And I want you guys to focus on coming up with that game plan, coming up with it's really just like finding that purpose of like why you should be early. Like why you want to be early, why you want to show up to this place, why you want to give 100%. Like today, I woke up at 6 a.m. I didn't get the best sleep. You know, my daughter is having this sleep thing where she's not really sleeping. But, you know, it's already 4 days into the new year and I missed 3 days of working out because I'm tired. I'm tired. But then I find time to do these things, right? Like I'm finding time to do this. I have enough energy to record an episode for people to be, you know, to get motivated and uplifted. Then I should have the energy to go wake up at 6 a.m. regardless if I didn't sleep that well, but still making excuses of why I didn't go. I'm making excuses of why I didn't show up, you know? So I don't want you to waste time this year, man. We lost so many great people, and I'm not just talking about celebrities, man. I'm talking about, you know, brothers, sisters, friends, acquaintances, people like because of COVID, and it's still rising. You know what I mean? And what I want you to do is I want you to focus. And I read your message. We'll definitely be praying for her, man. And then Obi, time management is huge. I think that's the major thing for me, man. I think last year a lot of things didn't work out for me. Because there wasn't a structure, there wasn't a game plan, there wasn't anything in place for me to be successful. Like, I know a lot of people say like, oh, well, you know, the people that used to come in and watch me stream and hang out, they would say, well, so I think you're successful. Like you show up and you're here and, you know, you're growing and you're almost at 1,000 Twitch followers. And like, but that was like sporadic growth. That wasn't like planned growth. Like, hey, Monday, Saturday, Sunday. Also, on top of that, I think about this, man. A lot of times we get into this thing of like, well, I gotta keep streaming or I have to keep doing these things. But like, don't discount your wife's goals. Like maybe like as a family, and I'm talking about this because like we did it this year. Obviously, I have all my goals that I want to accomplish this year, and I mean, dude, if I'm telling you, I'm dialed in. I have to make every single day count, whether it's at my job, whether it's at the gym, whether it's here on Twitch, connecting with people and motivating people and inspiring people. Like, I have to show up. I have to. So what I was going to say with the spouse thing is like, sit down with your spouse and ask them like, hey, yo, like, what are your goals this year? Like, I mean, me and my wife, you know, on January or December, like around the 29th, we sat down and we came up with a plan, and time management was on the top of that plan. It was the top thing. And it was, you know, being present with my daughter, being present with my wife, being present with my family. And then, you know, putting away, because I was streaming sit, like I looked at the analytics, man, and like almost a full-time job. You know, and I wasn't seeing full-time results. And obviously, we're just getting started. But I think for me is the time that I'm investing into this podcast, which is 500 hours of content that's out there on Not Your Final Destination, where you can listen to it on 11 major platforms. I think for me, it's like figuring out what I'm going to do when everything aligns, because the time management is so, so, so precise that you're looking back at it and you're saying, man, this didn't work in 2020. Why am I still doing it? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, this is, again, these are all opinions. I'm not a guru. I'm not any of that. This is just me saying, like, if something isn't working, how much more time are you going to invest into that? That you can be investing into something else that could be working, or something that you're really passionate about, or something that you're not going to half-ass and do it just a little bit, but you're going to do it 100% and do it at your fullest potential that you know you're capable of doing. Whether that's, you know, dude, if you're a great writer, write some stories, write some books. If you're a great coach, coach little leagues, do some. Like, I want you to really, really think about this. And it hit me a lot, man. I used to think about, like, all the things I didn't have. It's like, oh, when I have all these things, I'm going to be happy. When I do all these things, I'm going to be happy. Man, I'm just grateful for the things I have, man. For the people that are in my life, for the people that have given me the opportunity to talk to them, to connect with them, to help them grow. And not just, like, on a personal level, but like on a spiritual level. I had people hit me up and said, hey, yo, you know, Felix, like, I'm not spiritual, man, but God bless you, bro. And like, that's huge for me, man. Like, you know, like someone that isn't spiritual coming to me to tell me, you know, like, God bless you, keep doing what you're doing, keep showing up. My brother-in-law's hype about season 2 of Not Your Final Destination. We got 6 people in here today, you know, trying to get this message. And I want you to just listen to me for just 1 second, man. It's not always going to be the message that you want to hear. I know a couple people jump in and they say, hey, man, give me some motivational moment. And like, they just need it for that one moment. And I know that's one of my channel points, you know, motivational moment. But like, I want you to be focused and I want you to be driven every single day of your life, not just on a, you know, on a little bit of time right here. I kind of want just this little moment, these little 15 minutes that we spend together in the morning to be your only source of motivation, man. I want you to find that thing within you, man, deep, deep, deep within you, and say, this is the reason I'm happy. This is the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. This is the reason my kids, I want that new promotion. I'm not even talking about materialistic things as cars, houses, money. No, man, I want you to find that inner peace in 2021. And it's going to start with time management. Start writing down, man. I'm telling you, my whiteboard is clear. This little Scrabble board just says, stay focused in 2021. And that's for me, man. I'm staying focused in 2021. And I'm telling you right now, for every single person, what's going on, Ron? Thank you so much for liking the stream. I'm telling you right now, Obi, I mean, I see you grinding, man, Twitch, you know, on Twitter, doing your thing. You're super supportive of a lot of people, Raise Energy, my soap company. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you do it for a lot of other people as well, man. Like, you know, I think a lot of us, man, a lot of times, like, we just want to be heard. And a lot of us just want to be told, like, yo, I'm proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you said, but you don't know me. But like, yo, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of seeing your consistency. I'm proud of seeing you playing the games that you enjoy playing and creating something for your audience that they can connect with. You know what I'm saying? So like, time management in 2021 is going to be a crucial piece of all of the people that are in here right now, the success that is coming. It may work for some, it may not work for some, but I'm done making excuses of why it's not working. I'm done making excuses of why I'm not winning. I want to win and I want to be successful and I want to grow. But along this journey, I want to help you grow. And ultimately, the plan. So somebody said, like, what was going to be the recap? So this is the recap, because we're approaching the 15-minute mark. Every single day, you have an opportunity. If you woke up today, man, you're blessed. You have an opportunity of doing something you didn't get to do yesterday. Write your things down and stick to it. An action plan, man. An action plan. What is the small goal? What is the medium goal? What is the big goal? When are you doing what? When? I'm not like that. My wife the other day pulled out a planner and like, I don't have a planner. I just have like, I look at like notes in my phone and like I'm endlessly scrolling for ideas and like things. Like, I didn't have a plan. There was no time management. And I think for me, that was my downfall of 2020. I was doing things and focusing time on things that weren't working. I was sporadically all over the place. I was trying to put out too much content with not enough value. And now I feel like this is it right here. Like, Mondays is our morning to sit down, reflect, connect, and grow with one another, right? So without further ado, man, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. It's short and sweet, man. It's not going to be long. These episodes are going to be just to connect with my podcast, to connect with you guys, man. Whoever was in here, man, it peaked up to 8 people, man. God bless you all, man. But without further ado, man, we said we weren't going to talk about it. We were going to be about it. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today, man. Thank you so much for showing me that I have so much purpose in this world, and that you are going to guide me in the right direction, because you have already written my book and you know my path. You know what my story, the ending of my story is. And I just ask you to connect with someone right now that is listening to this podcast and that is tuning in on Twitch and Facebook, man, just to live outside their comfort zone and to search for you and to do great things, man. Take fear, anxiety, depression. Just take that out of their hearts and out of their lives and let them live outside of that comfort zone. I want to see them become the very best versions of themselves, but I ask you to just watch over them as they go into this week and pursue their wildest dreams, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So listen, guys, man, I appreciate you guys so much.